Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. Parshas Bereishis, a new start, a new beginning, new opportunities upon us. Here we are learning Parshas Bereishis. I'd like to take a specific look at Perek Dalet of Parshas Bereishis, the story of the two brothers, Cain and Hevel, and Cain's murder of his brother Hevel. Usually this story is looked at in an independent way, trying to decipher, discern, understand and elucidate what was it that actually took place. Why was Hevel's korban accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did it find favor in the eyes of Ribbono Shel Olam as opposed to Cain's who didn't? What angered Cain? Why was Hevel not protected and not saved if indeed he did bring a wonderful, appropriate, and beautiful korban? However, I'd like to share with you this morning the approach of the Sefer HaIkrim, the classic work of philosophy, Jewish philosophy, Hashkafas Yisrael, the work authored by the great Rav Yosef Olbo, outstanding Rishon. It can be found in Maimer Gimel, Perek Tezvav. And Rav Olbo's approach to the story of Cain and Hevel is unique in the respect that it doesn't just address Perek Dalet and the events of Cain and Hevel, but rather Rav Olbo in the Sefer Ikrim shows that this event, the story, is really a much deeper story that reveals much of the opening and beginning of creation, the understanding of human beings, what they were all about, what the Avodas Hashem was, what was Adam doing, what was Cain and Hevel's responsibility, what were their children doing. And it breeds and it develops a fascinating insight into the early generations that we read about in the Parshios in front of us, Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach. Let's start together reading the Psukim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. The Torah reports, Va'adam yadas Chava ishto, Va'tahar v'telet es Kayin. Adam and Chava gave birth, of course, to a young man whose name was Kayin. And they called him Kayin because Kanisi ish es Hashem, which means they have acquired a man with Hashem. So certainly it seems from the outset that Cain is a man of a great spiritual nature. Kanisi is Hashem. Chava, Adam understood that they had acquired a man with Hashem. They were going to be dedicating this child, this son of theirs, the first child born from a male and female to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Torah reports that Tosif Leladis Yisachiv is Hevel. Hevel was born following his brother Cain. Hevel ro etzon. An indication you get, as we will see throughout Sefer Bereishis, that Cain was going to be the son who is going to be the spiritual heir of Adam, while Hevel will be the son who will be the physical heir of Adam. Hevel will be the ro etzon, the shepherd, while Cain would be the ish who is pining to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as his name indicates, Kanisi is Hashem. However, everything changes and the pasuk continues and concludes, V'kayin haya over Adama. Cain, it turns out, didn't continue in the path as his name was bequeathed to him, Kanisi is ish es Hashem, but rather Cain became the tiller of the ground. He didn't live up to his potentials. For that reason, the Mefarshim point out, take a look in the Sefer Panach Raza, and others note this as well, the reason why Hevel's occupation is listed before Cain's, because Hevel lived his life the way he was meant and set out to be. He was a ro etzon, he was a shepherd, but Cain was supposed to be the person, was Kanishi is es Hashem. He was supposed to be the spiritual heir of Adam, and instead he became a tiller of the ground, and thus Cain, Haya Ovid Adam, his occupation is listed second only after Hevel because he didn't fulfill his absolute potential. Those are the backgrounds in terms of who we're dealing with, Cain and Hevel. But what is the events that takes place further as the Psukim indicate? Vahimi kids yamik v'yavi Cain v'pri Adama minchal Hashem. Then the time came and Cain brought an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the fruits of the ground. V'hevel hevi gamhu mebechoros tzono u'mechel vehen. And Hevel, instead, brought the firstlings of his flock from the choicest, finest, best of his flock. And ultimately, Vayesha Hashem es Hevel v'minchaso, Kadosh Baruch Hu turned to Hevel's korban. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu found favor in the korban that Hevel brought, found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Hevel and to his offering, vel kain vel minchaso lo sha, and to Cain's offering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not turn. And the Pashup Shat, the simple understanding of the Pasuk, is that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Hevel's Korban as opposed to Cain is as the Pasuk indicates, he brought me b'choros tzono mechel vehen, the firstlings of his flock, and from their choices, the best, the finest. That's what Hevel did, as opposed to Cain, who was an Ovid, that was a tiller of the ground. He should have also brought the finest, the best, the choicest of the pri ha'adam, of the fruits of the ground, but Cain did not do that. However, as we will point out momentarily, it's much, much deeper than that, as Rav Yosef Olbo and the Sefer Ikrim points out. But let's continue the story and bring it to its conclusion so we could bring everything into its coordinates. The Torah continues, Pasukei, vel vayichar l'kain ma'od vayiplu panav. Cain became very angered, depressed, melancholy, as a result of Hevel's korban being choicest. And Hevel's korban was found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Cain's, which not v'yiplu panav. And Cain became angry and upset. V'yomer shemel Cain, lama charlach, v'lama naflu panecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns and says, why are you despondent? Why are you upset? Why are you depressed? Why are you melancholy? Halo im teitiv seis, v'mlo seitiv lefesach chatas rovetz. You could improve yourself, Cain. You could do tshuva. You can be forgiven. But if you don't improve yourself, if you don't do tshuva, if you don't change your ways, sin crouches and rests at the door. Its desire is toward you, and you can conquer it. Man has the ability to overcome his yetzer hara. Man has the opportunity to change his ways. Man has the opportunity to do tshuva, to make atonement, to do better. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Cain. However, what in turn occurs is as follows. Vayomer Cain el Hevel achiv, vayhi biyosem basadeh, vayakam Cain el Hevel achiv yargehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words to Cain did not pierce Cain's heart. It didn't change his cognition and his approach. And instead, Cain's anger still raged, and he was still melancholy and depressed as a result of Hevel's offering being chosen. And Cain kills his brother Hevel. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Cain, of course, asks the famous question, Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel, your brother? Also as a form, an opportunity to do tshuva, as Rashi points out, Lihikani Simon B'divrei Nachas, Ula Yoshi V'yomani Reaktiv Chatasilach, another opportunity for tshuva, the second choyance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, where is your brother Cain? Just tell me, admit the mistakes you made, acknowledge that which you have done wrong. And of course, Cain responds, Lo Yadati, with the famous response, HaShomer Achi Anochi, am I my brother's keeper? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that he hears his brother's blood crying out from the ground. That's Hevel. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu curses Cain. Cain recognizes his mistake. Gadol Avoni Beniso. He says, my iniquity is too great to bear. And ultimately, Cain is punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, what is it at the basics that Cain and Hevel were debating? What was the issue? Why was Cain unable to bring a better korban? Why did Hevel bring the best korban? Why did Cain have to kill his brother Hevel? What really got him so upset? And why was Hevel not protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ministering angels? Here he was, who brought a beautiful korban, a korban that found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why indeed did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not help Hevel? How are we to understand these questions? How are we to understand this story? Why did Cain not do tshuva? Why was he unable to do tshuva? Why dafka did he kill his brother? Why couldn't he fight with him, argue with him, use his words? Murder, the first murder that we read about in the Torah, Cain killing Hevel. Egregious sin and a very, very proactive and terrible deed indeed that he committed. A grievous sin. Let's take a look, says the Sefer HaIkrim, back to earlier in the Parsha, Parshas Bereishis, to the sixth day of creation, Yom Chamishi, where on the sixth day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us exactly the formation, the formulation, and the creation of both animal and man. The Torah reports back in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavdale, Vayom Elokim, Totze Arts Nefesh Chaya Lamina Behemav Remes V'chais Arts Lamina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let the earth bring forth living creatures, each according to its kind, animals, creeping beings, beasts. And indeed, that's what occurs. And the Torah reports, Vayar Elokim ki tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very satisfied with the creation of the animal kingdom. Pasuk Chava, Vayar Elokim na'aseh adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Still day six of creation, Yom HaShishi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now that the animal kingdom has been created and born, it's our opportunity to let us make man in our image, after our likeness, kibitzalmeinu kidmuseinu. More than that, v'yirdu bidgas hayam, says the Torah, the human beings, they will rule over bidgas hayam, ba'ofa shemaim, they'll rule over the fish of the sea, of the birds of the heavens, u'bebehemu chalaretz v'chal ha'remes and ramis ha'aretz, they'll rule over the animal kingdom. So God created man in the image of God. And again, a second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah reports and tells man that the action should be redu. You should rule over the animal kingdom. Twice the Torah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells man on the sixth day of creation that the animal will be ruled over by man. But then in Pasuk Chavtes, there's a curveball. Vayom Elokim hini nasati lechem es kol esim zorea zera shal pnei kol haretz. Ves kol haetz asher bo pri etz zorea zara lechem yaloch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells men, you know what you're going to eat? You're going to eat the basics of the ground, the herbiage. You're going to eat fruits and vegetables. That's it. And a pasuk lamed lechol chayas arutz lechol ofash mechol romes al arutz asher bo nefesh chayas kol yerek esev l'achla. You know what the animal kingdom is also going to eat? They're also going to eat herbiage. They're also going to eat the fruits and the plant life that exists. And Rashi makes this point explicitly and tells us, the human beings and animals are equated in the respect that they have no permission to eat animals. V'lo hir shel adam l'ishtu l'hamiz biri v'lechol basar. The animal kingdom and human beings, Adam and Chava, Cain and Hevel, they and all human beings in Sefer Bereishis in the first generation and the second generation are only permitted to eat the herbiage of the ground, but are prohibited from eating animals. And thus here is where the confusion begins. On the one hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us and tells man in the sixth day of creation that man shall overcome, shall rule, shall trump, shall be the ruler over the animal kingdom. But on the other hand, Psukim Chavtes and Lamed tell us that human beings and animals are equated in the respect that they are prohibited, human beings, to eat, to kill, and to eat animals. And thus there is this double-edged sword that on the one hand, yes, human beings and Adam and Chava and Kain and Hevel shall rule Uridu, and they should overcome and they should rule Degasayam, they will rule over the animal kingdom. But on the other hand, you see that the animal kingdom and human beings are equated in the respect that human beings are prohibited from eating anything from the animal kingdom. And here is where Cain and Hevel part ways and a different approach in philosophy and hashkafa exists. And here says the Sefer Ikrim, Cain and Hevel were debating and arguing, not just simply about kina, taiva, and kavod. It wasn't merely about jealousy, lust, and honor. That was the debate and the point of contention between Cain and Hevel. But it was much deeper. It was a philosophical debate. It was a point of theology. And in the creation of the world, they were debating one of the most basic precedents that existed then. What is the relationship between human beings and animals? And as the Torah tells us in Perek Daled, that Cain was a tiller of the ground. Cain understood that the only thing that made human beings and animals different is the ability that human beings have to till the earth. But in all other respects, Cain understood that humans and animals are exactly the same. There's no difference between Adam and Behemah. Adam and Behemah, Toshia Hashem, were exactly the same. They're both animals and human beings are created on day six. And we're both animals and human beings are prohibited from eating animals. Therefore, there's nothing to distinguish between the two. And therefore, Cain understood that the only thing that he could do as a human being better than an animal is that he could till the ground, and that's what he could offer as his korban. What he could give more than the animal was once he tilled, once he sowed, once he planted, once he harvested, all things that an animal can't do. At that point, he can bring that creation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he was wrong for two counts. Number one, he was wrong because absolutely, positively, human beings are in a much higher caliber and are higher up on the chain than an animal. And of course, as the Pasuk says, and as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Yom HaShishi, Uridu, we will overcome, we will rule over the animal kingdom. That guy didn't understand. He misunderstood that. And on the other hand, he also made a terrible error and failed for not only not bringing an animal, but more than that, because he didn't even offer the choicest, the finest, the best, the idiest, shibidiest of plant life and of the fruits of the earth, but he brought from the most base. That's where Cain went wrong. But Hevel, as the Torah tells us, Evi gam hu, Pasuk Dalet, in Perek Dalet, that Hevel also brought. What's the meaning that Hevel also brought? Hevel didn't bring anything from the ground. Hevel Evi gam hu b'michoros tzor mechel ve'en. Hevel brought the firstlings of his flock and from the choicest. Why does the Torah say that Hevel also brought? So Yosef Olbo, again in the Sefer Ikim, all in Maimer Gimel, Perek Tezvav, explains that he also brought the same philosophy. He wasn't too far off from Cain. He also understood that the animal kingdom is very, very similar to human beings, similar to Adam and Chava, similar to Cain and Hevel. The only distinction and point which Cain and Hevel debated was whether or not it's permitted to bring an animal as a sacrifice. And here Hevel parted ways with his brother. Cain understood that it's true that we, mankind, and the animal kingdom are exactly alike. But when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to offering a korban to Hashem, here we're permitted to offer an animal as a korban. And it's for that reason that Hevel was able to bring a korban as opposed to bring something which he tilled from the earth. Cain understood that that's the only area where man is greater than animal is in the respect that they could till. And therefore he brought the first fruits and of the ground. As opposed to his brother Hevel, who worked with animals, he understood that yes, animals are exactly like man. But this one area, when it comes to offering a korban Hashem, here we're permitted to offer animals as sacrifices. So Hevel and Cain had very similar philosophies, yet parted in this one basic point of contention. And ultimately, Hevel's korban found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he was closer to the truth, closer to the emes, but also because he brought his korban mi bechoros tzono mechel ben. He brought the finest, the choicest, the nicest, the best. And therefore, Hevel's korban found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel v'menchasa. But if that's the case, asks Rav Yosef Olbo, why indeed did Hevel get killed? The Kadosh Baruch Hu should have protected him. He had the right approach. And says the Sefer Ikrim, it's true, but it's not true. Because Hevel's approach is confusing. And it's closer to the truth. And the closer it is to the truth, the more people can get confused. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that what Hevel did was wrong. Animals are not like human beings. And they're fundamentally and categorically different. As the Pasuk says in the creation Yom HaShishi, first it's animals and then it's human beings. Because human beings are created B'Tselem Elokim. We have the ability to be built in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that animals don't have. B'Tselem Elokim means that we have the opportunity to do tshuva. We have the opportunity to change our ways. We have the opportunity to have Bechira Chapshifs, free choice. And we are different fundamentally and categorically than animals. And thus, Hevel's approach and philosophy and Hashkafa was warped as well. But it was so close that we needed to take him away from this world because people become confused thinking that Hevel got it, that Hevel figured it out. But he didn't figure it out. Cain was so far off and so radically different than the truth, thinking that animals and human beings are exactly alike. At some point, we would understand that that's wrong and false. But maybe Hevel's Hashkafa and philosophy and understandings and underpinnings were so close to the truth that people would grab onto Hevel and his quote-unquote Torah. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Hevel to be killed, albeit that he offered a korban, albeit that he was closer, albeit that it was from the choicest and finest of his flock. Nonetheless, Hevel and his Hashkaf had to be removed from this world. And of course, Cain ultimately was removed from this world 7 generations later. and was found in a foreign place. Cain was always wandering, and thus he too, also his philosophy and his approach to life was also not one that was going to become grounded because he was running around the face of the earth. But continues Rav Yosef Olbo in the Sefer Ikkim and explains that this is the basis of the next pasuk. Vayakam Cain el hevel achiv. Cain comes on his brother, vayahargeu, and he murders him. How could Cain do that? Why would he do that? And explains the Ikrim, because Cain's basic philosophy was so wrong, he understood that animals and humans are the same, that just like Hevel offered a korban to Kadosh Baruch and found favor in the eyes of Hashem, and if animals and human beings are the same way you kill an animal, you could kill a human being. And there's no difference at all because animals and humans are the same in the worldview and the philosophy of Cain. And thus, as a result, Cain kills Hevel because of his own warped philosophy and because of this misconstruction that he has and this misguided approach to life and hashkafa that he has. He kills his brother. He says, can't be that bad. What's so bad about murder? My brother Hevel killed an animal. So if he killed an animal, why can't I kill my brother? We're so similar. We're so identical, humans and animals. We were both created on the sixth day. We're so similar. We both can't eat animals. So if we both can't eat animals, an animal can't eat an animal, human being can't eat an animal. And if my brother offered a korban l'Hashem, which was found favor, and it appeased HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I could kill my brother as well. And that's how off Cain was. And therefore, that's the pshat and the pasuk says of Yosef Olbo, vayahargeu, he kills him. But of course, Cain had to be punished for that. Of course, his hashkafa was warped. And ultimately, Cain received the punishment of being banned and ultimately being na vanad tiye ba'aretz, he would be a vagrant and a wanderer on the earth. So both Cain and Hevel, both of whom were unable to figure out the proper approach to how the world was supposed to work and how they were supposed to serve Hashem and how we are supposed to work with the animal kingdom, ultimately both found themselves away without descendants and without being able to build up this world. The story, however, says the Sefer HaIkrim, doesn't conclude here. The events continue. And if you turn to Parshas Noach, next week's Parsha explains the Ikrim, that the world continues with the approach of Cain and Hevel. And their generation, later generations, their descendants and their descendants' descendants didn't pick up on what occurred in the story. And there continued to be murder, chamas, stealing. And there continued to be terrible things which occurred on this earth, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Vayar Elokim es ha'aretz v'hinei nishchasa, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu saw, and behold, the entire world was corrupt. As the pasuk continues, ki hishches kol basar es dark all arts, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And the Beis Halevi in his drushas, and the Beis Halevi in his commentary al Torah explains the pshat in this pasuk is vayar al kimes arts v'hinei nishchasa, that God saw that the entire world, human beings, mankind, civilization became corrupt. Why? Ki hishches kol basar es dark all arts, because the animal kingdom were acting corruptly. And thus, human beings and animals were so similar, and there was such a disparity between how human beings and Bnei Adam were supposed to see themselves built B'Tzelem Elokim, that once they saw animals acting corruptly, they thought that they could do the same. It had such an impact on them that they learned from the animals. They saw what the animals were doing. They looked at the animal kingdom, how the animal kingdom behaved. And therefore, Adam, human beings, behave the same way. And the same way that animals kill each other. The same way that animals steal food from each other and take things from each other because they're just looking out for themselves. That's what occurred with the Dor HaMabul. I only look out for myself. Just like an animal, I steal, I rob, pilfering, taking. Gili Rayos, Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zar. It's all about me, it's all about myself. And as soon as human beings saw and understood the similarity between themselves and animals, the world continued in this very, very downward spiral as corruption was the name of the game. Inappropriate activities took place. Cain and Hevel's philosophy continued to be, which was warped, continued to be heeded to, and continued to be a lack of clarity and understanding. keeper of Yosef Obo explains that the world needed to appreciate that this point of contention between Cain and Hevel wasn't simply sibling rivalry. It wasn't two brothers who were at each other's throat. It wasn't two brothers who were simply angry at each other. It wasn't one brother who got upset at his other brother because his korban found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was much deeper than that. Their basic theological, philosophical distinctions and their point of departure was exactly here. How do we relate to the animal kingdom? Yes, they understood that they're inanimate objects that were created. They understood that there was plant life, and that's well beneath them. But when it came to the animal kingdom and the highest on the pyramid, human beings, and of course, Klal Yisrael, at the tip and at the apex of the pyramid, there they were unable to plummet the depths of what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from them. As was very clearly articulated in the creation of day six, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first commands and first builds the animal kingdom. Only after that builds man. Vayivra Elokim Asada B'tzalmo B'tzelem Elokim Bara Osam Zachar Nekeva Barasam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built man B'tzelem Elokim. We look, as Rashi says, Diukno. Selim diukno yotsu, every human being is built in the spitting image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bal tolin, you're prohibited, as the Pasuk tells us late in the Torah, Parshas Kisetze, to allow a human being to hang overnight, because b'tzelem Elokim nivradam, it looks like it's a piece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, chelek Elokam imal, as the Nefesh HaChaim in Charalof describes at great length. And this, says Rav Yosef Obo, was what was at the crux and at the bottom of the debate between these two brothers, Cain and Hevel, as we said, not simply sibling rivalry, but a great philosophical turmoil which existed between the two of them, which continued to confuse the world that nobody was able to figure out. Nobody looked, nobody questioned. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Cain when he tells him, why didn't you look? Why didn't you ask? Why didn't you realize that you could do differently? Why didn't you do tshuva? And that is what man is all about, and that's where you could be different. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Lama charalach v'lama naflu panecha. Why are you all despondent? Why are you depressed? Why are you melancholy? Why are you sad? Halom teitiv se'esim lo seitiv lepesachat esrovitz. Yes, tselem elkim means that you are fundamentally different. You can change. Animals can't. They can't do better. But a human being can. And even gives him a second chance. When he asks, Ehevel achicha, he opened up HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opportunity for him to do tshuva. You can do it, Kayan. But Cain wasn't ready to ask, wasn't ready to acknowledge his mistake, wasn't ready to ask a question and to understand, what is it that you want from me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did you find favor in Hevel's korban and not mine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed what had told him everything, but he continued on his crooked approach, on his derech akum. Why was he unable to do that? He should have looked at his brother Hevel and said, Hevel, hey, what did you do? How come you understand like that? There was no dialogue, there's no communication between the brothers. This is very clearly explicit in the psukim. Silence. Kevel did his thing, Cain did his thing, and the two shall never meet. And they never did. And it's for that reason that these first two generations, the door of Adam, up until the door of Noah, saw terrible bloodshed, disaster, corruption, bin Adam l'makom, bin Adam l'chaveiro, all stemming from this very basic difference of opinion between Cain and Hevel. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Noach puts the entire world into this terrible, terrible drought and this terrible flood, which overcomes the world 40 days and 40 nights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the world has to be destroyed. It's an impossibility to continue. Bereishis Bara Elokim, I built a world. In 6 days and the seventh day, I rested. There's order and organization. But they didn't get it. They didn't understand. I need to destroy the world and start again. And I have to rebuild. And the world needs to understand that. And thus Noach enters the Teva upon the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the animals. Because again, Adamu Behema Toshi Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Noach understand that there is a relationship between the animal kingdom and human beings. But what is it and how is it? Will Noach figure it out? Will Noach get it? Will Noach be able to understand what it was said on day six of creation, B'Tzelem Elokim? And take a look in Parshas Noach, Perek Ches. Vayidaber Elokim al Noach lemor. Pasuk Tes Zayin, Tsei min ha-teva ata ve-ishtecho v'necha she-v'necha itach. Noach is commanded to leave the teva. And Noach is charged, not just him and his wives and his children, but in the next pasuk Zayin kol ha-chaya asher itcha mikol basa ba'ofu behema. All the animals that entered with you into the teva, into the ark, they should also leave. And indeed, Vayetze Noach Uvanav Ishton Shevanav Yitav. Noach leaves the Teva. And then the pasuk continues in Yod Tes and tells us that the animals also left the Teva. What was the first thing that Noach did. Pasuk reports, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chaf, Vayivein Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Noach built an altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does he do with that altar? Yikach mikol behema hator mikol ha'ofa torba oyal olos mizbeach. Noach offers sacrifices. Vayarach Hashem es reach anichoach vayomer Hashem eliba lo osif ol kalal odes adama mavur adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Noach got it. Vayar Hashem es reach anichoach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have smelled the pleasing aroma. I will not continue to curse again because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Noach understands the distinction between Adam and Behema. And Noach leaves the tent and says, yes, we live together for 40 days and 40 nights, but it doesn't mean we're the same. We're different creations, we're different beings. There's a different level on the pyramid. You are animals. Uridu b'degas hayam. We are Tzelem Elokim, and we have the ability, the opportunity to offer you as a sacrifice, not just as an anomaly the way Hevel did, that we're exactly the same. But Adarabba, human beings will control, will rule, will overcome the animal kingdom, and we will offer animals as a korban Hashem. Vayar Hashem es reach anichoach. It seems as if Noah has figured out 10 generations later what Adam and Chava, what Cain and Hevel didn't understand. Noah has learned from the experience of these generations, from the Mabul, from the terrible, terrible, terrible flood, the deathly flood, from the destruction of the world. He has understood that the way to rebuild is rebuilding here by re-understanding the six of creation, this difference. And take a look in Perek Tes Pasuk Beis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, and everything comes to full circle as explained by the Sefer HaEkrim. Umorachem v'chitchem yal kol chayas ha'aretz. Fear, dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and every bird of the heaven and on all creepy, crawly animals and on all animals that exist in the earth. Please recognize, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Noach, that which they didn't get, Cain and Hevel, that you need to rule over. There's a very basic distinction. You're not the same. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu now makes it even more explicit in Parak Gimel with a very fundamental difference and change that takes place from Parshas Bereishis to Parshas Noach. Kol remes eshehu chay lechem yeh le'ochla ki yerek esev nasati lechem eskol, says Rashi in the Pashur Pshat in the Pasuk. At this point, there's a heter achilas basar. At this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives free rein and license for Noach and family to eat all animals because you're different and you need to realize it. Lashon Rashi Pasuk Gimel Shlohishisi LaAdam Harishon Basa La Yerek Esav. The only thing I allowed Adam and family to eat were the herbiage of the ground. V'lachem, says Rashi, for you, Ki Yerek Esav Shifkarti LaAdam Harishon Nasati Lechem Eskol. I'm giving you the ability to eat everything and anything, both herbiage, plant life, as well as the animal kingdom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it clear as day that there can't be any similarity between Adam and Behemah. It's true you're both created on the same day, day six, but recognize that there are categorical and philosophical differences between Adam and Behemah. Number one, Adam is created B'Tzelem Elokim, and the animal is not. Number two, you are Redu Alam. You will overcome them, you'll rule them. You will be and find fear in the eyes of the animals. And number three, you're permitted to eat the animals. You absolutely have that permission, and of course to offer karbanos as well. However, they're caveats, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ach basu b'nafsho domalo sochelu. Make sure that you're not going to eat Avim and Achai. You're prohibited just to cut off a limb of an animal, one of the Shiva mitzvos, b'nei Noach. You can't simply just take an animal and eat it. There needs to be an approach in terms of how you're going to eat animals. And continues the Torah and tells us, don't make the same mistake that Cain made. Don't think that Adam and Behem are the same. And I'm going to go to such an extent to articulate and elucidate this clearly. Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishofech. You're prohibited to murder an animal, a human being. And says the Torah, the reason why is because you may think that now that you have a license to kill an animal and to eat animals, so too you could do the same with a human being, just like Cain made that mistake and he killed his brother Hevel because he saw that animals and humans are the same and understood that. And now that maybe I'm telling you that you could eat animals, you'll think that you could kill and murder human beings and eat them as well? Absolutely not. Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. Anybody who is guilty of murder will also be the recipient of the punishment of murder. Why? Ki bitzelem elokim asa hesa adam. Man and humans are absolutely, positively, categorically different than animals. Ki bitzelem Elokim asas Adam. I have created man in the image of God, and thus concludes the story according to the Ikrim, according to Yosef Olbo. Ki bitzelem Elokim asas Adam is the way the difference is between the animal kingdom and human beings. And thus evolves Noah from the Teva, appreciating, understanding this. And ultimately, it's only that generation that begins to do tshuva, that begins to change. And of course, Noah is not perfect, and there are other issues which take place with Noah following this event. But in this respect, Noah overcomes Cain. Noah overcomes Hevel. And Noah and family understand that which Cain didn't get, and HaKadosh Baruch has to make it clear as day to Noah, and has to elucidate and articulate, you are not the same, and no human being can ever compare himself to an animal. They're absolutely, categorically, fundamentally different. We are created at Selam Elokim. We have the ability to do tshuva, to change our ways. We have free will. We can pine and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panim al panim. We can face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could be mispalel. You could engage your Creator. You could encounter your Creator. You could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can change your ways and do better and better and better. That's not something an animal can do. So yes, you were created on the sixth day of creation, both. And yes, it's true in Parshas Bereishis, on the sixth day of creation, man was prohibited for eating animals. And both man and animal were only permitted to eat herbage. But here it becomes very, very clear that the mistakes of Cain and Hevel cannot continue. The world has to suffer the outcome and utter destruction, and the flood has to allow the world to restart and to rebuild again. And this is what Noah does again as he emerges from the Teva, offering this korban, bringing a korban Lashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it, recognizes it, and finds favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yar Hashem Esmeach Nichoach. And thus ultimately Adam and Cain and Hevel, umishpachoseihem, and their families, what they didn't get, Noach and family do get. And ultimately, we get to the 10th generation, concluding with the flood. And from there, we move to the generation of Avram Avinu. This is the explanation of Yosef Olbo, Sefer Ikrim, Maimer, Gimel, Perek Tezvav. Have a wonderful week.